So, as I record this, currently my daughter is sitting in the back, sleeping away, as I am ready to pick up my son from school as he's finishing up, and I thought I'd see this as an opportunity to record a podcast, because I'm trying to make use of my time and be efficient in broadcasting me and my business and what it is that I do and what I love doing and such. So this is the first official podcast of 2020 in January. I wanted to discuss a bit about, well, not discuss because there's no one on the other end right now. I wanted to talk about why it is why I do what I do. And in one of my last posts on LinkedIn, you can find me at Daniel Connolly, and on IG via the @local_chemist and the homegrown Kelowna market IG content pages, social media, interweb. I touched on this about what makes me tick, what makes me love doing what I do, and it's a bit of a fade back in time for me. Growing up, my dad would always ask me, "What is it that I'm thinking about?" We'd be in the truck, be in the van, driving somewhere, getting groceries or whatever, picking me up from school, going to a friend's house, girlfriend's house or whatever. And I'd often remain silent, not because of anger or sadness or whatever. I'd just be kind of in my own head thinking about a TV show, friends, something funny that a friend said or whatever, or who I'm going to become, what I'm going to do. And my dad would see that as an opportunity to kind of like probe my brain. And he'd ask, "Daniel, what are you thinking about?" And I'd often respond, "Nothing." And my dad would never let that slide. He'd always say, "Well, you got to be thinking about something. So what are you thinking about?" And I would take that opportunity with my dad and just sort of chat, whether it was about nothing or something, and then that would open a conversation with my dad, because he would want to dig deeper and build dialogue with me. I found myself doing that in high school. I found myself doing that with friends and girlfriends, and just want to know what people were thinking about growing up as a teenager. And that gave me the opportunity to then have open ears for me to hear people, listen to people, find out what makes people tick, and be a sounding board for people. And that's kind of been put into my DNA, I guess, in who I am and what I love to do. You know, fast forwarding to now, been running the Local Chemist coffee bar for 4 years now. Some good stories, success stories, and some failures. And beyond serving coffee, beyond knowing the story of the farmer and the roaster and the roasters that I deal with and the equipment suppliers that I deal with, beyond that, I find that coffee has given me an opportunity to be a key, a open door to be able to get to know who people are. And again, at the end of the day, that's just something that I love to do. I just love getting to know people and find out what makes them tick, in reflection of what my dad used to do. Because I'd be in the truck with some friends too, and my dad would ask them the same question, "What are you thinking about?" And I'd be like, "Oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing." And he'd ask that of my girlfriends, "What are you thinking about? Like, what do you love to do? Where are your parents from? What do they like to do?" He would always be inquisitive, so in turn, I continually do that. I do that to people that I make coffee for. Where are you from? How did you hear about the Local Chemist? Do you have any kids or whatever? We make small talk and just kind of get to the root of getting to know them more. And then offshooting from the Local Chemist, we started the homegrown market here in Kelowna. And that has been another amazing opportunity for me to get to know people, because if I hadn't gotten a chance to make them a cup of coffee and get to know them that way, being able to be submersed into the small business and vendor industry here in Kelowna, that's a huge opportunity for me. So I got to be able to find out, like, who are they? More people find out who they are. What they're up to. Why are they making and selling what they're doing? And find out ways to invest into them, give them encouragement, advice as much as possible, connections with other people in the city. Hey, have you heard of this, or have you thought about doing this? And help advance them. Again, all for the joy of getting to know them and who they are. I love doing that. Deep down, strip it all away. If there could be something that would be a full-time job for me, which it's turning out to be this way, if there could be a full-time job for me, it would be getting to know people and building into them, so that they could become successful and find out different ways to put food on the table. That's me. It's who I am. It's deep into my DNA of what I love doing, stories I love to hear from people, and I hope to continually do that. I hope that people will give me continually the opportunities to build into them, people gave me opportunities for me to speak my mind and have them be a sounding board, because I know God's placed that in my life, where people have taken opportunities and time to listen to me and hear what I have to say. So yeah, that's a podcast. First one, January 2020. What about you? What about what do you love doing? What do you love? What would you love to be able to do if money wasn't an issue? It could be a passion of yours to do XYZ. What would that be? Involves the people, computers, something. Let me know. Shoot me a message, a DM on IG or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to figure out how can I build into you. For those of you who are listening to this right now, all bajillions of you. Talk soon. Thanks for listening. Peace.